We are pouring our compassion and love into you to bring you healing on all levels of your being, mentally and physically, as well as spirit and soul. Love that expresses itself as wisdom is the greatest power of creation. It creates light and radiates it into everything that is in need of healing and comfort. Each one of you has their own master of love in our world. Picture yours as a powerful light, a beautiful personality with a gentle spirit whose aura is reaching out to touch and restore you at all times. The second teaching is from The Way to the Age of Spirit, the Light Bringer. We are telling you that there really is no death. When you have passed what in the early stages of your earthly education appears to be a great barrier, you will be able to confirm this. At first you will probably think to yourself, "Am I dead? I did not feel anything and I haven't changed one bit." There really is no difference because all you have done is leave your physical body behind. You took it off like a garment that has outlived its usefulness, do you are no longer interested in it. That is all physical death means because you are an eternal being of light and the way you are today you will be tomorrow. The more you consciously create yourself and build atoms of light into your whole being, the more you will be able to enjoy the fruits the Great Father, Mother has prepared for you to discover on the higher and highest levels of life. Sunshine on a rainy day. The essence of two more teachings from the White Eagle Group of Spirit Guides. The first one is under the heading, Have No Fear in Stellar Polaris October, November 2003. A sorrow can be likened to a rainy day when the sun's light and warmth breaks through the clouds, shines on to rain that is still falling somewhere and a rainbow appears in all its glory. This also happens many times in human lives. Look to the light of the Great Father, Mother and their only born son, daughter, the Christ Star. Know that from them can come nothing but the best and the highest. That your loved ones are in their care and their love for them is greater than yours could ever hope to be. We are aware that many have to endure much suffering before they are allowed to depart from earthly life. It would help their development if they became aware that all human afflictions are not ancestral curses or were thrown upon people by a vengeful God. They themselves bring them about through faulty thinking and behavior patterns. Either in their present lifetime or previous ones. Probably both. Accepting this concept is helpful for the learning and healing process. It shows that you understand and have grown in wisdom because you are taking responsibility for yourself and everything that is in your life. It enables you to forgive yourself and ask anyone you have hurt and wounded in past lifetimes, wherever they may be now, for their forgiveness. All kinds of suffering cleanses human souls of the shadows of the past and makes good the spiritual debts that were incurred and left behind in previous lifetimes. This redemption combined with forgiveness brings the desired healing and peace, and that eventually sets you free to apply for another earthly sojourn in which you can practice kindliness and goodwill towards Mother Earth and all her kingdoms. And looking for the good in all people and situations. Sending nothing but positive thoughts and vibrations into your world empowers you to consciously add to the universal positive stream of consciousness and that of your world. At the end of such lifetimes, when some eons moment of departure not only from the earthly plane but also from the need for a continuation of their education in the material world has come, they are rewarded with the happy ending of the great initiation into the spirit world in the full consciousness of God's love. This state of bliss, commonly known in your world as heaven, is one of the most beautiful experiences imaginable. We too went through it when our earthly education had run its course, the same as many of you are presently experiencing. That is how we can tell you that there really is no death and that it's but a very thin veil that separates those on the earth plane from the ones who are already in our world. They are still alive, just the way they were when you knew them. Because they have left their physical bodies behind, their spirit is flying freely. Therefore they are much happier than it ever was possible during their times in the physical state of being. With earthly eyes you will never be able to see anyone in our world, even though in its own way the body in which they are presently moving about is as real and solid as yours. The great hope of your loved ones is that their friends and families on the other side of the veil will awaken into the awareness of the spiritual background of earthly life while they are still taking part in it. In your world it can be extremely difficult to see that our Creator is indeed the God of love and that the life you have been given is a good one. This is not the case from our perspective, and we would like to give you an example of some of the beautiful things that happen in our world. Souls who newly arrive here may at first feel a little strange. But each time a loved one is thinking of them in earthly life, a ray of warm golden light reaches them that tells them that a loved one is thinking of them. This is particularly strong when someone thinks of departed ones with joy and says, "I know you are alive and happy." Knowing it brings me contentment and happiness. Go forward into the life that is now yours, beloved. I know that there is a great deal of work waiting for you. By thinking along these lines, you in earthly life can do a great deal for your loved ones in our world. When it comes to applying for another lifetime on the earth while resting in our world, human souls are like the sailors of your world. After a while of being at home, they long for distant horizons. When these have been explored sufficiently, they yearn for home, mother and other loved ones. We hope that what we are telling you here will help you, when for you the moment of departure from your earthly existence has come, to let go and willingly reach for the hand of the angel who has been sent to take you home. Hopefully, after having read what we are telling you here, you will no longer think of earth life as a veil of sadness and tears, but recognize it for what it truly always has been. It is a vast exercise ground that at all times is flowing over with golden opportunities for human beings to grow in wisdom and understanding, each through their own consciousness expanding experiences. Supporting you the way we are doing here furthers the evolutionary pathway of each one of us and our whole group, the White Eagle Group of Spirit Guides. From the gentle brother Stella Polaris, October, November 2003. We know how difficult it is for you not to be sorrowful and mourn about the loss of loved ones. Our task is to help ever more of you to become aware of their life in the spirit world. Do not think of them as being separated from you. It is only the lack of their physical body that creates an impression of separateness. Yet, in truth, all life is one and there is no separation between anything. Your thoughts can reach your loved ones, and the happier they are, the more content they are. Our spirit world is a beautiful place, and having arrived in it, your loved ones are finding themselves in most agreeable circumstances. Knowing this will surely help you realize that there is no need for grieving, merely rejoicing. When you wish you could help your loved ones in some way, think of them with nothing but happiness. Each time you rise to meet them in spirit and in a communion of light, you are blessing them and are being blessed. Every rainbow in earthly life is a special blessing and a benediction that brings healing to all who are seeing it and also the soul of your whole world. It is a gift from the Spirit of the Universal Christ, the spiritual sun behind the sun in the sky above you. And every drop of rain that falls from it is a manifestation of a tear someone in your world is shedding. Each drop clears away a bit of the suffering that caused the tear. Messages from White Eagle's Little Book of Healing Comfort. Part A. Your destiny is glorious. The now follows a collection of intuitively updated and enlarged essences of various teachings from the White Eagle Group of Spirit Guides that appeared in White Eagle's Little Book of Healing Comfort. Here is the first one. God is the divine trinity of the Great Father, Mother of all life and their only born Son, Daughter, the Christ Spirit. This is the universal power and light, wisdom and love through which all things on every level of life come into being. God is in everything and everything is in God. S. He is therefore present in anything that manifests itself on every level of your planet. On the inner plane, life has always remained one vast living and breathing organism. Because you are part of God and God is part of you, you too are in everything, even though during the early part of its existence in physicality your earthly self was unaware of this. Without you consciously knowing about it, you have always been in search of experiences that will help you grow in wisdom and understanding and lead to an expansion of your consciousness. For all human beings, this continues until the outer as well as the inner parts of their nature have become consciously aware of the presence of God in every aspect of their own being, as well as every other life form in your world and all others. Every particle of you on the physical, mental, spiritual and astral planes is part of God, and its essence is infinite and eternal. You are related to God not merely because your spirit is a spark of the divine, but because every cell and atom of your physical body contains it. God cannot be separated from anything that exists anywhere on earth or in the heavens, that is the higher and highest levels of life. And nothing anywhere in the whole of creation is beyond or out of the reach of God's will and power. Every one of God's characteristics and powers is also in you. The highest and the best and most noble, as well as the worst and most evil. Yet, everything exists for wise reasons, and a high and holy destiny ultimately awaits all God's children of the earth. As each one of you is spark of the divine and a child of God, you are young gods in the making, and that is a truly glorious pathway to walk. Knowing this, let your inner light shine and never grow tired of being a good, wise and positive influence in your world. Pray for the gift of divine courage and strength to help you keep on serving the good of the whole through freely and unselfishly sharing your gifts and talents that are likely to have taken many lifetimes to develop. Give without hesitation and rest safely in the knowledge that when you do your best on the physical, mental and spiritual planes of life, wherever you may find yourself at any given moment, nothing but more of the same will return to you in due course. Try it out for yourself, so that life itself through your own experiences can teach you that there really is nothing to fear and everything to live, strive and look forward to. Everything that is in your life is there only by the grace and the will of your true parents, the Great Father, Mother of all life. So do not forget to daily express your gratitude for all their gifts, material as well as spiritual. Messages from White Eagle's Little Book of Healing Comfort, Part B. The Road to Joy. Many events of earthly life on the surface look like tragedies. But when you step back and observe them from the right perspective, that is the one of the spiritual background of your present existence, you will soon recognize that in truth they are golden opportunities for learning. Each one of them helps you to grow in wisdom and understanding. Gradually you develop the spiritual powers that lift you above the anguish and frustration, hurts and disappointments of the physical plane. Alas, the lessons through which you achieve this goal can only be learned through taking part in it. It would do you no good at all if you were born straight away into a heavenly place where nothing but milk and honey, strawberry negation rice and cream awaits you. In such a place it would be impossible for you to grow and your consciousness expand. Only through the lack of something can you get to know and appreciate its true value. And you are on the earth plane to bring forth and develop the divine aspects of your own being, because this will enable you to deal with whatever comes your way and that in a godly manner. It is a difficult pathway you are walking, but each time you stumble the angels and we are ready to come to your aid. Everything that happens in earthly life can be made more bearable by shining the Spirit's light onto it. As soon as you make the effort to view the events of your world from the higher perspective of our vision, you will be able to recognize the wise purpose behind them. Do not forget to remind yourself that carrying the world on your shoulders has never been humankind's work but God's. and take comfort from the knowledge that everything in earthly life is ultimately but a passing phase in your own development and that of your world. Messages from White Eagle's Little Book of Healing Comfort, Part 100. Unbounded Freedom. Rays of Wisdom, Healers and Healing, the very best of White Eagle, Messages from the Little Book of Healing, Unbounded Freedom, the law of life is love and love is your true nature. You have been granted the gift of another lifetime to bring you closer to your ultimate goal of being like God and loving God's way. The Jesus legend is a depiction of the simple, pure and holy life path of those who are striving for spiritual mastership, and that it all of you. Such a lifetime on the earth plane needs to be one of sacrifice and service, of loving and giving, but also of the ability to act in stern and strong ways. Learning to love God's way does not mean being easy, going and soft. And when at times you have to grip situations with courage and determination, the Great White Spirit, Father, Mother of all life, and the angels will show you how to go about it. Earthly life presents you with so many tests and trials that you sometimes feel as if you could not walk another step. You may find things easier to bear when you understand that every experience that comes your way is the fruit of seeds you have sown in other lifetimes on the physical plane. And it may comfort you to know that what's happening to you is part of every human being's earthly training. But each time you have solved a problem and successfully climbed over yet another hurdle of the hurts and disappointments that are an inevitable part of your earthly education, you have conquered something and gained a victory. Although some of your successes seem hardly worth mentioning, even the smallest ones take you another step forwards and upwards on the evolutionary spiral of life that moves you into the freedom of no longer needing to take part in earthly life and of being released into the exploration and taking an active part in the higher levels of life. Even though this is hard for you to imagine at present, it surely will come. Messages from White Eagle's Little Book of Healing Comfort, Part 500. Realize your inner strength. The following is the essence of a teaching from the White Eagle group of spirit guides that appeared in White Eagle's Little Book of Healing Comfort. The purpose of every earthly lifetime is the development of the higher aspects of your nature and bringing forth your own inner strength. By constantly tapping into and using them, your spiritual light and power increase, so that with the passing of time you become more God-like. You will find that the more the radiance of the spiritual side of your being lights up your daily tasks and encounters, the more easily you cope with earthly life. We too once walked that pathway and therefore know how difficult it can be for as long as our physical bodies hold you tightly in its grip with its pains and afflictions of mind, body and spirit. By now we also know that all these things are the direct result of the thinking and behavior patterns of the small self with its tiresome ego and fearful earthly mind. For a long time the lower self in its arrogance believes it knows everything when in truth it does not have a clue about anything that really matters, in particular the spiritual background of its earthly existence. This is because in the course of many lifetimes the lower self gets lost in a never-denser jungle of erroneous beliefs, superstitions and prejudices. The walls of this prison with the passing of time grow so thick that they enclose the small self like a black box. The atoms and molecules of the physical body's cells eventually are so tightly packed together that they act similar to a prison cell, which for a long time cannot be penetrated by even the smallest rays of the light of spiritual wisdom. Yet, with every spell of suffering a bit more of God's light tree enters them and speeds up their vibrations sufficiently so that sparks of understanding can seep in. With the passing of time more and more of it penetrates the consciousness of the sufferer. The creation of the prison cell is necessary for the early stages of your earthly development. It ensures that the spirit and soul within it cannot escape until the learning from its lessons have been thoroughly absorbed. Thus they are forced to take part in the lessons of getting to know the characteristics of their lower and lowest nature. Without this, the human spirit, whose true nature as a spark of the divine is all, loving, giving and forgiving, would be unable to endure the extremely tough school of earthly life. If it had not been cut off from its true nature and home in God's loving embrace, human spirit and souls could not respond to the demands of Earth's harsh and cold, alien and frequently hostile environment. All matter consists of the universal Christ's light. During the initial stages of creating physical bodies for young and inexperienced spirits and their souls, the divine light is gradually withdrawn from the matter surrounding them during their earthly sojourns, so it grows ever denser. This descent into physicality continues until the small lower self has lost all recall of its true nature and origin. That is when it is ready to attend to the hardest parts of its earthly education. During each lifetime spent without the awareness of your true nature, a fresh layer of all manner of fears, especially those of the unknown and death, is left behind in the memories of your soul. They form deposits which at some stage of your development have to be dismantled, by none other than you, and that may reveal itself as surprisingly hard work. The same as every new layer you once accumulated took you away from the source of your being, God, those you dissolve move you closer to Him, her again. This process is an essential part of every human being's compulsory earthly education. We, your spirit friends and helpers, need you on the other side of the veil of consciousness as much as you need us. Our task is showing you how you can triumph over the darkness of the spiritual ignorance that has been overshadowing every aspect of your world, individually and collectively, for such a long time. Your part consists of the grounding of your steadily increasing store of spiritual knowledge by applying its principles to your daily life. You then need to share your insights and beliefs with as many as possible, to enable them to increase their inner strength and help their spiritual wings to grow. True evolutionary progress for your whole world is made each time you lift yourself and someone around you above the common narrow horizons and vision of earthly life. Leaning on a teaching from the Jesus legend, we say to you, rise from your bed and walk. The bed is a metaphor for your earthly existence, and the way of walking we mean is letting the light of the spiritual path show the way that leads to the rediscovery and reconnection with the inner source of your being. Do all you can to re-establish your contact with it and work together with it, so you can be used as an ever more powerful channel through which the blessing and healing energies of the universal forces can flow into Mother Earth and all her life forms, and from there into the rest of creation. Messages from White Eagle's Little Book of Healing Comfort, Part E. Trust. Truly, we say to you that there never is any need for giving up help, that things for you and your world are gradually getting better and that all its aspects are really healing. Walking around in an anxious and worried state of mind is unnecessary and a waste of precious energy. It is unnecessary because God, the great architect, has designed a perfect plan of life. There is a grand plan for the whole of life, and within it are smaller ones for whole nations and groups of people, as well as each individual spirit and soul who is part of them. Nothing happens perchance, by accident or as a coincidence in your world or anywhere else, because everything in the whole of creation is subject to the universal laws, God's laws. There can be no doubt about it that whatever happens does so for a wise higher reason. The first divine law is love, and every unloving and hateful thought, word and, or action contravenes this law, represents a sin and creates a debit in your spiritual bankbook, which in due course has to be made good and paid. That is where the law of cause and effect, known as the law of karma, an offshoot of the first law, enters the picture. This law ensures that whatever is sent out into the universe by anyone anywhere must return to its sender at some stage of their development. In one form or another, it presents itself as soon as the person's earthly self has grown strong enough to cope with reaping the harvest of the seeds it planted in previous lifetimes. You can see for yourself that there is no such thing as good or bad luck or fortune. However, when what's known in your world as bad luck strikes, it never comes as some kind of punishment but as an opportunity for learning, growing and making good. The events are teaching you what it feels like to be at the receiving end of the things you dished out with great abundance whilst you were still unaware of the universal law's existence. You may even have enjoyed hurting and wounding others during those early stages of your development. When someone burst into tears or turned away in anguish, you may have smiled and relished what to you seemed like another victory. Oh dear, poor foolish you. If only you'd have known, you would have been more cautious and not allowed your most deadly weapon, the lethal sword of your tongue, run wild to create havoc and cause pain wherever you went, the way you did. You would have guarded it more carefully. Any kind of suffering that is to be endured in this lifetime is the only way human beings can pay when the bill for their wrongdoings of the past is presented. That is the only way you can redeem yourself and make good where you once sinned. This principle applies as much to individual souls as to the souls of every nation and that of our whole world, and God and the angels are tirelessly at work repairing and healing whatever damage has been done. And even though it frequently seems that things are happening perchance in your world and your life, rest assured that this is not the case. Ultimately, everything can only work out in keeping with the divine will and wishes. Bear these things in mind, and whenever you have done your best with the material the universe is placing before you, surrender the outcome to the love and laws of the highest and say, "Thy will and not mine shall be done." All your needs are known to your friends and helpers in the world of light. First in line are the angels and master, including the group of angels known as the Lords of Karma. They see to it that no one is tried beyond what they can endure and that no soul ever picks up a cross that is too heavy to carry. God is part of everything, and it is the courage and strength of the divine that sees each one of his, her children through to the end of their long evolutionary journey of many lifetimes. We hope and pray that this knowledge lifts you above the fears and anxieties of earthly life, and sets you free to concentrate ever more on the greater realities of the spiritual and eternal aspects of life. Messages from White Eagle's Little Book of Healing Comfort, Part F. Desiderata for the Aquarian Age. Beyond a wholesome discipline, be gentle with yourself. Know that you are a beloved child of the universe, no less than the trees and the stars, that we all have a right to be here, because everybody has their particular lessons to learn, and that, whether we are aware of it or not, the great universal plan rests safely in God's hands and is unfolding as it should. So make peace with your soul and our Creator, whatever this means to you. And bear in mind that in our understanding of the divine, each one of us stands alone. We are all responsible for ourselves and the state of our world. Each through their own efforts has to save and redeem themselves and their own soul. No one can do it on our behalf. And whatever your aspirations in the noisy confusion of daily life may be, make an effort to find your soul's purpose and do your best to fulfill it. This alone can bring peace with ourselves and God. The dawning of the new age. The following is the essence of a message from the White Eagle group of spirit guides that appeared in the Lodge's calendar March 2017. Today we are calling to bring you light in the form of spiritual knowledge to renew your hope about the birth of the new age that for some time has been taking place on the earthly plane of life. Be of good cheer, dear friends, and have faith in the ever-increasing power of the Christ light and love that slowly but surely is bringing about the dawning of this age. It is moving ever closer to all of you. Suddenly, and when you least expect it, you will be able to see its light in the sky. One moment it will seem to be night, and the next moment it will be day. to do your share of bringing this event about, look into and focus your whole attention on the light of the Christ Star, the only born Son, daughter of the Great Father, Mother of all life. Trust the love of the divine and its evolutionary plan for humankind and its world, that this plan is perfect and that everything will work out well in the end, and that much sooner than many of you may presently think. This does not mean that one dark night your whole world will suddenly find itself in broad daylight,